Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103, five Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Well, good evening if you're on the East Coast. Good afternoon if you're hanging over on the West Coast down in South California. Or if you're someplace in between, good day to you wherever you might be. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat, sponsored by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. And I'm going to be your host tonight, as always, Rick McCann, founder and CEO. Glad that you are on board with us for this edition of the Private Officer Beat on this lovely beginning of the week, the 31st of March. Really been warm, sunny, lovely down here in the South. And as you know, we're out on the road. We're doing a lot of two-day training events. The Security Training Summit, STS, underway tonight. If you haven't heard about it, go to our website at privateofficer.com and check it out right there on the home page. You can become involved. You can be a sponsor. You can be a student. You can help us. We've got a lot to offer on the Security Training Summit. We'd love for you to be part of it. Check it out today at privateofficer.com. We also want to thank our sponsor tonight. One of our sponsors is Varney Insurance. Check them out online at www.onguardins.com or call them up today if you have a private security agency, a PI firm, or an alarm company. They can help you out with some of the lowest rates for insurance in the industry. Call them up, area code 813-245-2675, area code 813-245-2675, and I'm sure... I'm absolutely positive they will be able to get you a good deal on the insurance that you need at the cost that you can afford. Well, there has been a lot going on, folks. You know, there is no lack of news, especially for law enforcement and the private security industry. We don't have to look very far. We see it all around us. As you know, we monitor more than 600 news sites. We receive dozens of press releases and other notifications every single day. But without even looking there, we see it around us. So much happening, private security being used everywhere these days. You can't go but a few blocks in Tampa here. You can't go a few blocks in Orlando without seeing private security at the hotels, the amusement parks, walking a beat in the community, shopping centers, and so forth. And I'm sure it's that way just about any place that you go these days, unless you're way out there in the last frontier, Alaska or South Dakota or someplace like that. But even those areas have large concentrations of private security as well. But the bottom line is there's a lot going on in the security industry. And if you're going to be part of it, if you're going to be a professional practitioner of the protective service industry, then why not start today by honing your skills, by getting the training that you need, by getting certified, check out armoredcollege.org or check out privateofficer.com. A lot of training going on in both of those locations, and you can do it online at your convenience, or we can do it in your office, your area, or here on the campus. Whatever is best for you. But definitely, if you're going to be a practitioner of the private security industry in this day and age, you really need to have that training. It's going to help protect you. It's going to give you that information, that knowledge to protect you out on the street and possibly even save your life. Well, like I was saying a moment ago, a lot of news happening every place. And we're going to tell you a little bit about some of those armed confrontations and shootings in a moment. We're also going to be talking tonight about social media for private security. Now, I don't want to give myself away here, at the first top of the hour. We're going to wait until we get down into the second half, but you know, social media is one of those areas that many people, young and old, are not still really familiar with it. And some people are actually afraid of it. There's a lot of misnomers, a lot of false information. And yes, there's always a risk. But we're going to talk about all of those things coming up in the second half hour as we talk about using not the latest come lately, but the social media that's been around for years now, to use it to your advantage and to use it for communication, for making money, for gathering information. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with various types of social media, and we'll talk about that here in a few moments. Also tonight, we talked about the training that's going on across the country, the summits, and we've had a lot of great response from that. A lot of folks have been involved, and we're going to give you an opportunity in a few moments to not only be involved for free, of course, but also to get some other freebies, because this is our 10th year anniversary. Private Officer International kicked off our 10-year anniversary in 2014 here. And as part of that, instead of you giving us gifts, we're giving you gifts. As we celebrate our anniversary this year, all year long, we have a lot of events planned, a lot of freebies that we're handing out, and you know what? It's all for the good of our industry and really to thank those who are members and followers for your support. Tonight we also have a little sad news to bring you. We did have a security officer death over the weekend. Susan Fry, 63, died from injuries that she sustained after being in a scuffle and falling, and she passed away over the weekend, 63 years old, Susan Fry. We also had a security officer who was trampled, very, very critical condition over the weekend in Miami, Florida, during the Ultra Music Festival. This is a yearly festival that has gotten out of hand every single year. Very large security concern in that area. And a security officer working for a event security company. I won't tell you the name. You can read it in the news. But the security officer, female, 35 years old, was behind a fence line. Law enforcement had told the event coordinators and those in charge of the event that fence would not hold the crowd. Each year they have a large problem with people jumping the fence and getting into the festival because there is a fee that's paid and this is a way to avoid it. And it wasn't but a short time later that they trampled the fence, and the fence came down over the female security officer and they trampled over her like a bunch of animals, like a herd of cows or steers. And she wound up with a broken leg, a fractured femur, which is a very severe injury. You can bleed to death with that. And also many other injuries. It was hit or miss for a long time. They had her listed in severe critical condition. It has been upgraded. Now she's in stable but critical condition. They do expect that she will survive. We are in contact and trying to make contact in this situation. If you are in the Miami area and you can help us out, please give us just send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Also, a lot of other things happening. Two police officers were killed this weekend, and very tragic, both of them. Any time that a police officer is killed, obviously, it is tragic. And in this one event, even more so, a police officer in North Carolina, not too far from our corporate office in Charlotte, 22 years of age, was killed. A suspect that he was questioning took his firearm and shot him several times, and he did succumb to his injuries today. His name was Alexander Thalman, and he was with the New Bern, North Carolina Police Department. He'd only been there for 7 months, just very tragic situation. And another police officer was killed this morning, also in, this one was in Johnson City, New York. The police officer was answering a call, was involved in a shooting, and he succumbed also to his injuries. And his name, do we have his name here? His name was Officer David Smith with Johnson City, New York Police Department. And at first, when we heard the information this morning, we thought it was Tennessee. That information was incorrectly put out. It's actually Johnson City, New York, near the Binghamton area, I believe, Officer David W. Smith. A lot of things tragically happen in the law enforcement and private security industry. And we really just have to be aware every moment that we're on duty. Unfortunately, private security is still not in the boat. They're still not on the train. They're not taking that ride. They're not getting it. But it is, no matter your assignment, your location, your town size, it is a dangerous position in this day and age, whether you're working at an apartment complex, street patrol, shopping mall. Oh, no, nothing's going to happen to me. I have a safe assignment. Nah. Don't worry about me. Nothing ever happens. Never will. You know, I think the security officer, 28-year-old Erica Mack, who was injured down in Miami this weekend, probably thought the same thing. Security officers in Springfield, Missouri, responded to a nurse screaming and found that a man had shot his wife in the hospital and was attempting to commit suicide. That was at Cox South Hospital in Springfield. I'm sure they weren't thinking that their job was that dangerous either. I mean, we just don't understand sometimes the potential risk and dangers that are faced in the security industry. We want to talk a little bit about just this weekend. What happened? 9 states saw 15 shootings involving private security over the weekend. A security officer in Marple, Pennsylvania, a small town, was involved in a shootout, not at a nightclub, not at a bar, but at a theater where a man robbed them of $600, and the security officer chased them. Mobile, Alabama, security also involved in a gunfight with a person trying to steal a vehicle from an apartment complex. Not a nightclub, not a bar. Like, everyone just supposes, just believes that all these shootings happen at bars. That's a misnomer. That's a lie. Security are often involved in gunfights at apartments and hotels and every place that you can think in between. Yes, this weekend, security officers were involved in shootings at nightclubs. But that's not the only dangerous location. That's not the in-all and be-all for security-involved shootings. And we need to get that out of our heads, too, because oftentimes when we post things, people say, well, yeah, you can expect that at the bar. You can expect that at the nightclub. Look at what you get. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't just happen there. And if you think that it only happens in the bad side of town, it only happens at the nightclub, you're in for a rude awakening one day when you're standing in your nice little office and all of a sudden you're involved in a gunfight or all of a sudden you're involved with an armed confrontation. It happens every place.
They say if you want a wish to come true, never tell anyone. But there is one wish that can make the difference between life and death. And this wish can only come true if you tell someone. Please, let your family know you want to be an organ donor.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Capitol.
All right, thanks for listening to us here on the Private Officer Beat and Private Officer International. A couple of emails during that commercial break from Hunter and Sanye, both reminding me, I thought that I had stated this, I may not, but the police officer killed today in New Bern, North Carolina, a young 22-year-old, only been out of the academy for a few months, on the job for 7 months. But he had served in the military. He was shot and killed with his own firearm. If you're an armed officer, an armed security officer, a lot of private security and public safety personnel are getting their firearms taken away from them in all types of situations. We often send out news alerts about security officers shot or killed with their own firearm. Sometimes it's a weapon retention thing. Sometimes it's the holster that they're using. And sometimes it's because they're not paying attention. Inattentiveness. They're just not alert. They're not on their toes. And so, you know what's going to happen? You're going to become the victim. A shark won't attack, straight on attack you. Oftentimes, they'll bump into you because they don't see well. And so that's how they check out to see whether or not it's food before they bite. And if you're not paying attention, criminals will often circle you, often be around you before they attack. And if you're not alert, you're not on your toes, you're not paying attention, you become the victim. If you have poor equipment, if you don't know how to use your equipment, if you're all looks, but you can't perform. I went to a law enforcement training years ago, and one of the things that the instructor hit home was you can look the part, you can dress the part, you can have the best equipment, you can look all spiffy, you can say the right things at the right times to the right people, and it can sound like you really know what you're doing. You're well prepared, you're equipped, but when the time comes, you can't react. You can't perform. And it could cost you your life. Yeah, I preach a lot about training. I preach a lot about preparation. I preach a lot about being prepared. Because it's the facts. It's the way of life. It is what it is out there today. And not acknowledging those facts is what's getting our security personnel injured and killed. And it really frustrates and really ticks me off when I hear supervisors, security officers, and owners of security companies who say, you know, they were in the wrong place, or you get what you pay for. I hate people that say that. I hate that phrase. You get what you pay for. It's not what you pay for. When an employee agrees to take a job, that is a contract. It is a legal and binding contract. A contract is when a person or company makes an offer, a second person accepts it, and there's a consideration, and this being your wages. You accept those wages. You don't have to accept those wages. You can say, no, sir, no, ma'am, no, thank you, no way, no how, I'm not going to be part of this. I don't want this job, and you can walk away. But if you take it, that's a contract. And if you know you're going to make $8 an hour, if you know you're going to make $9.50 an hour, if you know you're going to make $10, you are required to do the best job possible. And you know, I tell people all the time, be selfish if you must. Don't do a good job just for your employer. Don't be safety conscious just because it's the right thing to do. It's what you've agreed to do. Don't provide the best service possible just because that's your duty and you said you would do it for the wages provided. Do it for yourself. Do it for your own dignity and respect. Do it to be an honorable person. Do it for your own safety and protection and well-being. Be alert. Be willing to understand your environment. To be ready to defend yourself. If not everyone else, defend yourself. There's no shame in defending and protecting yourself first, because if the rescuer dies, nobody gets rescued. And if the protector dies, He can't protect anyone. So there's no shame in protecting yourself first. That's the right thing to do. So if you don't want to do the job the way that you should for your boss, for your company, if you dislike them so much or you just don't care, do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Because if you don't go home, if something happens to you on the job, think about your children, your wife, your girlfriend, your mom and dad, whoever it might be, that would be devastated to lose you. We need to really clear out the cobwebs in our head and understand that no matter what the job and no matter what the pay, we should do it to the best of our ability, especially in this business. It doesn't mean you have to put your life on the line every day, but you do, even if you don't realize it. It doesn't mean that you have to be a hero. You don't have to jump into the middle of an armed confrontation if you're unarmed. We're not saying that at all, but we're saying do the best you can. Do something. And don't use your wages as a sorry excuse. For all of those folks who do a great job every single day, who come to work, who are a valuable employee, who go above and beyond, who are heroic and brave, people who make a difference every single day in our industry, you need to nominate them today for the 2014 Private Security Awards, which we do every single year in April. And so in about 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks, April the 25th, we'll be announcing the 2014 award winners. If you work with coworkers who are excellent at what they do, they don't have to have saved the world. They don't have to have rescued 50 people from a burning building. We're not asking that at all. But what we are just looking for are those people who should be recognized, who make a difference. You know, it's a sorry situation when you hear supervisors and even owners of security companies say, well, you know, I'd like to have nominated someone last year. I'd like to get somebody in there this year. I just don't know. I don't think I have anyone that qualifies. I just don't have anyone who's done anything much at all this past year. That's a sad situation to be in. Having somebody who is dependable, honest, trustworthy, who makes a difference in your company, in the location where they work, is a reason to recognize them with an award. If you have someone who has saved a life, performed CPR, or rescued 50 people from a burning building, by all means, submit them too. But go to our website at privateofficer.com. Right there on the front page, you're going to see the 2014 awards announcement and the way to nominate someone for an award. It'll go before the committee, and I'm certain that most deserving personnel will be recognized accordingly. While we're on the radio, we always want to remind folks that they can always send us an email to radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You can also submit any of your news, training events, or happenings that's going on in your area. We'll be glad to broadcast that free of charge, of course. If you have a promotion at your company, definitely send that along as well, and we'll get that broadcasted out. Often people ask, how do you contact us on our social media? And tonight we'll be talking about social media, but in the meantime, the best way really to follow us on our social media sites and our news blogs and so forth is just go to our main website at privateofficer.com. You can link into us right there on our Facebook, our Twitter, our Tumblr page, Pinterest, and all the other locations that we have. And you can listen to all of our radio shows. They're all cataloged right there waiting for you at privateofficer.com. Privateofficer.com. Everything that you want, it's really right there on our homepage. No doubt about it. We told you that there was a lot of news going on, and we got an email. Erskine was asking about a number of items that he'd seen over the weekend. You know, oftentimes we don't send out broadcasts or emails for every little thing or for every piece of breaking news, but you can follow our news blog, which is updated throughout the day, right there from our main website at privateofficer.com. and link in to our news page, or you can go direct at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org, right there, that is our news media site if you want to follow each and every news item that that we broadcast out. It's always a great thing also to follow us on Twitter because we do tweet. How many tweets do we have right now? Tweets or twits? We tweet. I think we got around, here, look real quick. I think we have about maybe 35 or 36,000. We do send out a lot of our own news. We also retweet a lot of news sources that we follow, and we're also following a lot of breaking news. Some of it is local. Some of it's national. We are an international association, so we do have some international sources that we also follow and retweet. And it's a lot of fun. And we'll talk more about Twitter coming up. But, yeah, we got 34,700 tweets out there right now. So we do send out a lot of news. And we do have a lot of followers as well. That's the best place, really, to stay up on all the breaking news from the POI 24-hour, 7 days a week, dispatch, help desk, news desk combination right here. We're going to take another quick break, but we'll be coming back on the other side of that, and we'll be talking a little bit about social media.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflective. Please, give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down.
And move over.
It's the law.
It's the law.
It's the law.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
You're listening to the Private Officer Beat right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Glad that you are with us this evening. Before we get to our training segment tonight on the social media for security, I do want to encourage all of you to support Private Officer International as much as possible. You can do that through donations. You can do that through just telling folks about us and getting them to become members or take training through our organization or Armor College. There are some changes coming about here in the next week or two. Changes are in the air. You know, with anything, changes are inevitable. They're always going to happen. And there's going to be some changes with our forums. We are going to streamline several different areas of our business to make them more efficient. And we're going to delete some services that are not used. And we're going to start other services that we think are better. We're going to streamline our chapters, our forums, and certain other programs as we continue to grow our business. A lot of folks do not take advantage of all of the things that we have to offer, but we want to make everything that we have available in the simplest and best forms possible. So we'll be looking at that over the next couple of weeks. I'm traveling frequently over the next few months, but we hope to have some decisions on certain things over the next couple of weeks. And definitely there'll be some changes, some streamlining coming up over the next few months. Also, if you'd like to sponsor a training summit at your location, you don't necessarily have to be the sponsor. You can get another business, your employer, or a group of businesses. And if you need more information, just really contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We are here to help you 24/7. If you are interested in starting a school, whether it be a private security training school or a full college, we're going to be franchising Armor College and Private Officer Academy nationwide. Right now we're doing it on a limited basis, but if you're interested, again, just contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And if you're interested in advertising on any of our forums, our website, any of that, we do that as well. Again, basically just contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We are really, I think we've always been on the cutting edge. We've used social media for Private Officer since day one. We have always used some type of broad spectrum communications, whether it be blogs or specific social media sites to communicate. Social media, it's not the new wave. A lot of people still not very familiar with social media, and they think it's something new. It's not new. It's been around a long time. It's not the future. It is here now and today, and it has really helped businesses of all sizes to grow, even those huge companies. Now, I heard somebody say this afternoon that they had 1.3 million followers. I think it was on their Twitter feed, and I was like, yeah, show me how to do that, because I believe in it. I believe in social media. Social media is used to communicate, to stay in touch with customers, with employees, with each other, and it's an instant way to get feedback. I love Twitter more than Facebook, and I've said this more than a few dozen times, because it's instant. Yes, it limits the number of words that you can put out. I think it's 48 characters, whatever, at a time, but it's enough to get some general information out or get a link out for people to instantly know what's happening and even to respond back to you. For years, it has helped law enforcement to instantly broadcast information on road closures and accidents, wanted felons and suspects and dangers in the area. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't, but during the Boston Marathon explosion, Twitter was the main source of communication by the Boston Police Department, and every media outlet across the country and internationally was monitoring their every tweet. They would send out information almost on a, you know, every 3 or 4 or 5, 10 minute basis. They would update all of their followers, what was going on, who they were looking for, where they were going, what he looked like, what he might have, what he might be driving, so on and so forth. Right down to the very moment that they had captured the suspect in the boat in the backyard of a homeowner and got into a shootout with him. And other people monitoring that was tweeting and communicating with the world live as it happened and let them know what was going on. It was a play-by-play. Reporters of days gone by could have only wished for such a vehicle to communicate with the mass. Reporters of even 20 years ago could only dream of such a format to be able to reach their subscribers and customers and the world and other news outlets and relay the information in real time. But it's here today. And Twitter has done that. It has engaged the community. It has brought what's happening to life. You don't have to wait for the evening news. You don't have to wait for the morning newspaper. It's there now. And not only that, but you, the individual, has the power to respond back if you want to and ask questions. What's going on? Where is it? Sometimes the reporter will answer you back, and sometimes they won't. Sometimes the other person who's tweeting the event will engage with you, communicate with you. Here at POI, we have used Twitter to the fullest extent for news gathering and news sharing and engaging those interested not only in the news but our services as a whole. And we have had great success. Gain subscribers, members, students, and friends through social media, primarily Twitter. Since 2004, like I said, Private Officer has used social media because we know that we can reach far more people with it than if we were trying to do it on our own, and there's no limits. We can reach people across town or across the world, the same as we do with this format of radio. Rather than try to use an FM frequency radio or an AM frequency radio in our hometown or in another city, even when you're syndicated, which means that numerous radio shows pick you up and they play you in certain time slots, it's only good for that syndicate. And if it's not on that radio, then if it's not on that radio channel or your local area, you're not going to listen. You're not going to be able to hear it. But here on this format, we can reach the world, and we have. We've had dozens of countries as part of our listenership. We have learned to fine-tune social media to maximize its benefits. And tonight I'm talking about using the social media as an effective tool for you as a security professional or practitioner or business person, an instructor, whatever it might be. There are different ways to use it and not be afraid of it. I am just astounded when people, even young people, 30s and 40s, say, I don't like that social media stuff. I've never been on it. I probably won't ever use it. It's just, I heard someone once said it's of the devil. Made me just fall out of the chair laughing. We have used Facebook and Twitter and blogs and internet radio, Pinterest, Tumblr, Ning, and just numerous others, social media sites, and we have never had a problem. Never. Like many things in life, there are many misnomers and there are many miscommunications and lies and half-truths, and social media is no different. Take tasers, for instance. We talked about tasers a few weeks ago. So many people think that when you get tased, that it's a deadly weapon. You can get fried. You can get electrocuted. It kills people all over. That's not true. Tasers do not kill people. They do not electrocute people. They do not fry people. That's not how they're made. The electrical shock that is sent is designed to bind someone up, their muscles and muscular connection, so that they are, for at least 15 seconds, they are not able to fight back. The people who have died after being tased has all had previous medical conditions. And I'm not here to argue that or train about that again tonight. But as an example, misinformation. People don't know what they're talking about. They're ignorant of it because they have no training with it, and they pick up on what other people are saying and they spread it around. The same thing with social media. I've heard excuses why people don't follow us on social media. Things like people spy on me on the web. People can track me. Companies gather my information. It's all about spam. There's identity theft when you use the internet, when you use social media. Yes, there is. Some of that is reasonable and true. There's always a risk to everything that you do. Do you have a checking account? Do you have a debit card? People can steal your identity, your information, in so many different ways. Social media generally is safe. But you don't believe it because you know very little about it, just what you hear, sometimes what you read, and you put it all together and say, it's the truth and I'm not going to have anything to do with it. Social media is here today. And I'll tell you something else. I'm making a prediction on my radio show, and I'm glad that we catalog it and keep it forever. I predict that the written newspaper, as we know it, will not be around past another 5 to 10 years, if that. I used to love reading the newspaper when I was growing up. In fact, when I started my security company, and this is the truth, I used to drive 3 states sometimes just to get the Sunday newspaper because the news wasn't available on the web like it is today. And I wanted to find out what was happening in those areas that I was doing business in or was about to do business in. But now I can just do it with a few strokes of the key on the internet, and bam, I can see all the news happening everywhere. Recently, Dallas Police Department, the chief sent out a memo that the Twitter was to be used to broadcast all police dispatches, all police news. In fact, he even uses it for something else. Listen to this.
He tweets about who he deletes. Dallas Police Chief David O. Brown lets the public know when he fired an officer or other employee by posting it on social media. This leads to tweets such as, I have terminated SC Amy Wilburn today for firing her weapon upon an unarmed person without fear or justification. And this tweet, I have terminated SC Frank Della for public intoxication, that's kind of unfair, damaging a person's property and making offensive contact with the person. That's bad. Chief Brown says this is all part of a push for greater transparency of the practice. The spokesperson for the Dallas PD says they've gotten good response from officers.
You know, instantly, the Dallas Police Department not only is broadcasting every call that comes in, but they're also not afraid to tell you what officers have been suspended or even fired for problems on the job. Police agencies have found that dispatching their call to the public has helped. If there's a wreck on the interstate or on a road and they dispatch that information or an emergency, it alerts you to stay out of the area. Just like in the morning when the helicopters, traffic helicopters, used to announce that on the news on the morning drive-in show. I don't even know if they do that anymore because I don't drive in any place. But, you know, this is instant news, instant, and it can help prevent you from being in the wrong place at the wrong time. It can save you time so that you can find a better way around that incident. Fire departments are dispatching their calls, tweeting every call that comes out, sending out photos of fires and so forth, engaging their community, the public, sharing the news of what's happening. It is working, and it has been working, for the general public and for public safety, not only here but around the world. I personally use Twitter to communicate with hundreds of companies and individuals and news sources on a daily, almost daily basis, and I've communicated with people via Twitter in countries that I never would have known. I never would have made that connection had it not been for social media. And those folks, some in the security profession, have given me information, news leads, information on what's happening in the security community in their country or their state. And it really has made a difference in how we do business here at POI, and it has made a difference in my own personal life. It's definitely made a difference in our news collection. It really, social media, if used properly, is really the most effective method of engaging a customer, an employee, a member, a group, or anyone following you. Power companies use it to reach their customers in times of storms or danger, even to give them news tips about how to save electricity. There's such a broad spectrum of use for social media. It's far beyond what any person can imagine. It really is designed to let you, the user, design what you're going to use it for. Now, this information I'm about to tell you is very important. I just got a little note here. This is very important, so I really want you to pay attention. A lot of folks believe that they don't want to use social media because then they have to see all this other garbola, the garbage that's on there, crapola that's on there. But they're going to see everybody's tweets and everybody on Facebook, and you know they'll have dozens of people that they don't want to have any communication with saying all kind of stuff. They believe that it's going to be full of pornography and vulgarity and so on and so forth. That's not true. Number one, you don't have to have any followers at all. You can be the person who's lurking in the shadows, checking other folks out on LinkedIn or on Twitter or on Facebook. You don't have to have any friends at all. You don't have to have any followers, and you can still check what's going on. You don't have to allow people to read or participate in your blog, in your Twitter feed, in your Facebook page. You can control that 100%. Facebook has some pretty decent security arrangements going on, controls, I should say, and Twitter does as well. In fact, Twitter has a business Twitter platform that is designed just for that one company or agency for interacting in-house. So if I wanted to send out tweets just to our members and have no one else read it, I can do that. You don't have to have any pictures or content that you don't want on your social media, whether it be Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook or Tumblr or Pinterest or any of the others. You can befriend anyone at any time. Boy, I love this. If you know, allow someone to follow you or be a friend, and all of a sudden they aren't who you think they are, or they're using profanity, or they're, you know, hey, you can befriend them at any time. They're gone. You know, click of the mouse. You can adjust the info going out at any time. You can also have multiple accounts, one for work, one for your private life. So work, you might only have 3 followers or 5 people in your connections there, and you only use it for work items. And then in the private life, you can use it for what's going on the private side. Don't post any stupid information either way, because people can find it. All right, that brings me to some of the uses that you can use business-wise. You can use it if you own a security company to communicate emergencies, engage customers and employees, send out general news about the company or upcoming events. You can also use it to gather information as a crime or investigative tool. Recently, in Minnesota, security for an NFL football team heard that there was going to be some problems after the game, so they began to look at what was happening on Twitter and Facebook, and they soon found out that some folks were going to storm the field after the game, and they were able to get more security and law enforcement involved, which averted, you know, a possible civil disturbance afterwards. So you can use it as an investigative tool. There's a lot of different things that you can do on social media. And there's no limit, no fences, no gates. There's no nothing to stop you from reaching tens of thousands of people. And you can instantly gain new customers, new followers. You can instantly post help wanted positions, even interview over the internet. You can use Skype or any of the other video conferencing that's out there. There's just so much that's good about it. It's unreasonable to think that as a security professional, you would not use it. We may have to eliminate some of the things that we use because, honestly, we get a greater response on our social media than we do on some other platforms that we use. But if you're considering starting a business or if you have a business, definitely use social media to engage prospective clients, customers, and employees. And if you already follow POI or you don't follow us everywhere, check out the website at privateofficer.com or send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com because we do believe in social media and we're going to step it up even another notch. We have our help desk 24 hours a day monitor and engaging on our social media, but we're going to step it up even another notch. We've got some other cool things that we're going to roll out over the next few months as some of the streamlining is put into place, and I think you're going to like it. That's all for tonight's Private Officer Beat. Glad that you've been with us. We're going to be doing some seminars on social media, and we're going to gear it toward both the individual and the business. So if you're interested, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you'd like to participate in the security training summits in your area, just go to our website at privateofficer.com. That's all for tonight. Until the next time, God bless, be safe, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.